football gods are always on the Bears' shoulders.
He's dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. And number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy, it's go time.
You know, Dan Hampton and Ed Obradovich do pre and post game here for the Bears on WGN. And our segment today is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. So it's been 18 or 19 years, Dan. 2006 and 2007 seasons were the last time the Bears were able to win consecutive road games against the Packers. If we can pull it off this Sunday, we will have beat them twice in a row in the same year. What do you think? Will it happen?
Oh, well, we're going to give it one of the best efforts of the season. You know, I've got some reservations. Obviously, everybody has really kind of taken off with, you know, Bear love, and there's a lot of reasons to really like this football team. What they were able to do last week in Philadelphia is possibly just the tip of the iceberg. But all that being said, Green Bay's pretty tough up there, and when we won our last one, which was in the year 2025, last January, Jordan Love didn't complete the game. And I kind of think he's going to have something to say about the Bears and their chances of winning this weekend. But it's going to be a fabulous game. I certainly hope the Bears go up and play the same type of intensity on, you know, both sides of the ball. I do know this, that, you know, Jordan Love will be as good as you let him. You know, he's had a pretty good year. He's thrown 19 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. He doesn't throw picks. He doesn't take sacks. But he'll go to sleep. And hopefully, maybe we can get to him a little early and kind of knock him out of his rhythm.
Hamp, I always like to check in with you and get your the Dan Hampton, Caleb Williams report card. And there was some talk this week getting his completion percentage up. We know how good he is late in games, but what do we have, 5 games remaining here? Where are you at with Caleb Williams, and what do you expect to see out of Caleb Sunday against a very good Packers defense, Ham, statistically one of the best in the NFL?
Absolutely. And when they decide to pass rush, they got it coming. Micah Parsons, he leads the NFL in pressures with 70. We don't have anybody over 20. I mean, just to give you an indication how good he is. I will tell you this, Caleb. And again, I like Caleb Williams, but I just have a feeling that if you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, his journey as a quarterback, he's about 2 or 3 right now. He's going to get so much better, and there's going to be so many opportunities to blossom, possibly this weekend. But one thing that you've heard, Kev, is you don't hear Ben Johnson raving about this completion percentage. That's something he talked about in the offseason. Now, in the midst of battle, once everything's going, he realizes possibly that's something that will have to be developed long term. He's not going to harp about it right now. And, yeah, we all want him to be more accurate, but he hasn't had a lot of help. You know, I know that Roma Dunze has been declared out of this game, but the last 5 games, he's been targeted something like 35 times, only caught 13 of them. A bunch of those were drops. Now, some of them were bad passes, but a bunch were drops. So, you know, it's a team effort when you talk about completions. But all I can tell you is if you get your running game going and you kind of rely on that for 2/3 of the offense, with the weather we're going to be facing on Sunday, that would be my plan A as we go into this game.
Hamp, you mentioned Ben Johnson, and, you know, it's become, after these wins, the good, better, best stuff. He's taking the shirt off, free hot dogs for Chicago. But we talked about it even going back to camp, and I know it was a terrible start to the year with the 0-2, but I have a ton of faith in this head coach, Hamp, and it appears the players are buying in. I'm just confident in Ben Johnson. I just want to hear your thoughts or your observations of the new head coach, because I'm liking what I'm hearing from Ben Johnson.
Well, it remains to be seen how much success this team will have this season. But at this point in time, nobody expected them to be the number one seed in the NFC. All that, okay, there's been reasons. Okay, you know, we've got a seventh-round draft pick that's running hard. We've got a future Hall of Fame guard that's playing well that we signed on a trade and a free agent. I mean, there's pieces that have been improved. But the overall team effort, it's all traced back to Ben Johnson. Not only his attitude, but his accountability. Accountability is a word we never heard Matt Eberflus mention one time. And you know what accountability is? That's I expect you to do your job, and you do it the best you can. Nobody was, and that's why we didn't win a game for 10 weeks last year. Now players are being held accountable, and now we're getting some great results. So Ben Johnson, yeah, his ability to implement that offense, the offensive play calling, which last week flummoxed Vic Fangio, one of the great defensive coordinators in all of football. Vic had no answers. But to me, his fingerprints on this team with the attitude, the newfound dedication, all those things that sound corny to everybody that I love, yeah, he's brought it, and he's brought it in spades. And that's the reason why this team has been so much better.
Well, Hamp, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to ask about this rivalry. Hamp, when you were playing, what was it like at Halas Hall? What was the attitude like leading up to a Packer game? I know you pretty much – that was when the Bears were dominating this rivalry, but I'm sure you guys had to get up a little bit more when it was Packer week, right?
Absolutely. You know, I wound up hating the Vikings more than the Packers, but I hated them all equally for a long stretch. But the one thing is, and here's the – you know, when you play your divisional opponents twice a year, you have twice the opportunity to hate them. And guess what? This is something that all these players – you know, and it sounds kind of childish to say, hey, but football is a game that is best played in a violent kind of hate where you want to hit people and knock them around. Well, the sooner people figure that out, the better they're going to be on the field. So I hope these guys understand it comes with the territory. And for, you know, 100 years, a lot of really good football players have really cared about making sure this rivalry is one of the best. And hopefully these guys will step up to the task.
Hamp, tell me about the coldest game you ever played, the moment when you thought your fingers were going to freeze and fall off.
Well, it was a Green Bay game. I think it was 83. Back then it was still AstroTurf. We're coming down the ramp, and I spit, and my spit shatters on the AstroTurf. And I look at Fensick, and I said, it's going to be a long afternoon.
and so,
we won. Yeah. We won, but it was a long day.
And that's it. That weather has a direct impact, and it's going to be cold as hell on Sunday. So who does that favor, and who does that hurt?
Well, I think it favors the Bears, the running game. There's less, opportunity for something to go wrong. You know, the quarterback's got to hold the ball properly, throw it through the air 20 yards. Somebody's got to catch it. All those things. It's a lot easier to hand it off and watch as the running back makes 9 yards. So I think it favors the Bears. Obviously, Green Bay's up there. They're in it. They've dealt with it before. They will be prepared. I don't think the weather's going to determine the game, but it's going to be a factor.
And if it was your name that Wiener Circle put up on their sign, would you take your shirt off?
Well, actually, it's OB that's going to do it this week. OB has so graciously said if we win in Green Bay, the shirt's coming off.
Nice. That's wonderful. So your prediction this weekend, Hamp?
Close. Pack don't win, but all I can tell you is go Bears.